thanks for joining us. This is the Golden Nuggets podcast. My name is Dr. CJ De Palma, and I have with me my colleague, my friend, and the smartest guy in the room, Dr. Joe Camerato.
Hey, what's up?
There we
go. Nice to be here.
Good job. Good job, Joe. Way to speak up. So this podcast is basically just our avenue to talk pain, rehab, and training, and everything in between. We'll have guests on, and we will basically just talk as candid as we can, and just share our information with case studies and patients and our training histories and everything it can. We want to relate it to you. So there isn't a ton of structure yet. Hopefully there will be soon. We will have guests on the show, but this episode, we're just going to talk about ourselves because that's what we like to do. And just talk again, kind of the direction of the podcast. So again, Joe, thanks for doing this and pushing me to finally do this.
Yeah, sure. It can be a little bit difficult to write in long form and get points across on Facebook and Instagram. So hopefully this will be a good way for us to suss out some details and nuances that we find in clinical practice in the science world.
Perfect. Yeah. So obviously Joe will have a certain voice to his side and viewpoints and a direction, and mine will be a lot different. So, you know, as far as he is monotone and I'm not, there we go. No, I'm just kidding. But again, yeah, I definitely think, you know, we enjoy talking about this stuff, and I know that I enjoy actually speaking about it much more than I enjoy writing about it. If anyone's ever seen what I write, it's not that good. So, but I enjoy hashing it out and talking shit and, you know, just talking about training. It's what we do. It's what we love. It's our work is very much into our personal lives and yeah. So, all right. So I've wanted to do this podcast since I opened The Movement Doctor 3 years ago. And I was going to do it with another buddy who owns a clinic down in South Florida, who's a mentor of mine. And it just kind of never kicked off. And it's so funny. So I intro'd this as the Golden Nuggets. We don't know what the name is yet, but I'm going to hope that that's okay. But Joe was joking around with the team. I'm like, we should call it the Golden Nuggets. And I don't think I'd ever actually discussed it with him, but that's what we were going to call the podcast 3 years ago, was called the Golden Nuggets. And so when he said it, I was like, it has to be. Did I tell you? Did you know this?
No, it was actually random. A couple of years ago when I had first cold called you and wanted to talk physical therapy with you, I had done my due diligence and went through the podcast app and had listened to a few.
That's right. I think I talked about it on the podcast.
Of art, and you had mentioned that, follow close because we're going to be opening the Golden Nuggets podcast soon. So that's how.
So it wasn't as fateful as really. I suppose. But anyway, so that's the name. The name obviously is a little play on words of the obvious. And then our goal is to give you little nuggets of information that you can use in your daily life, in your training, in your rehab, dealing with pain, uncertainty, or treating patients, right? This isn't a podcast just for clinicians or just for athletes or just for patients. It's a podcast for everybody. And we are all three of those. I've been a patient. I am a clinician. I am an athlete. And we want to resonate with all three of these demographics to make sure that the information is attainable and digestible by everybody. So cool. All right, Joe, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I'll be 28 this year. I am 6'3", 250 pounds currently. I enjoy powerlifting in my brand new garage gym, which I am now coming off of a 3-month rest stint after moving up here from Mississippi, up here being New Jersey. And I am now excited every night to wake up and be able to train again.
Cool.
It was tough being on a hiatus, but now I'm back. I was able to press 205 strict, quote unquote strict yesterday, which was nice. And so I'll be able to pick that back up. But the squat and deadlift are lagging behind severely. I have almost 4 years of physical therapy experience now, graduating from Duquesne University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I worked for the Air Force for a time, on and off, here and there. And I have also worked home health, wound care, inpatient, acute care, if you call inpatient and acute care different, outpatient ortho, private practice. I've worked for the government. And I just haven't, until now, I think, been able to find a good place for, you know, my puzzle piece to fit into the grand scheme of things. But hopefully this, you know, online coaching and strength and conditioning thing will work out, because that's the main thing that I like to do with my patients, is to expose them to barbell training, expose them to things that will make them more confident, because I think that that's a huge and more important than anything part of what we do. I'm currently here with my girlfriend, Eve. We like to go jeeping in the woods. We like to go camping, except it's a little bit too hot right now. I think we missed our window. And I like to watch videos of old hand tools being restored in my free time. So that's a little bit about me.
Well, All right. I think I'm back awake. That was good. Joe's done a lot of things and he's been around a lot. My story is way less interesting as far as diversity. I graduated from Florida National University, fall of 16. Opened the clinic in October. I've been doing pretty much the same thing ever since. No, actually, the clinic and my ideologies and my philosophies have changed just beyond drastically from graduation till now. And I think Joe can resonate with that as well. And that's kind of why we do this online coaching thing. So Joe mentioned that he does this online coaching thing now. He actually does that with us under the Movement Doctor. He was confident, and well, I wouldn't say confident, he gave us the opportunity to help him grow an online list, create an online business, and we had one. We do that. I do that with another company called Wad Prep. Wad Prep is like a online, I don't know if we should say CrossFit, functional fitness tutorial and a learning center. For those that don't know, the date is June 9th, and CrossFit as a brand is in full crumble, but we won't talk about that. We'll kind of keep it this way. So, so that's what we do there. And I run a one-on-one coaching division with a couple coaches, another physical therapist under me. And I brought those systems into the Movement Doctor for myself, that I created there. And then, Joe, due to timing and some COVID-19 stuff and moving and things like that, we were unable to ever work together in person. You know, by fate, you know, we were able to connect this via this avenue of remote rehab, telehealth, remote coaching, programming, whatever it is that you want to call it. And that's what we do. And we were able to give him an avenue to grow a patient list, and he's been doing it for 5 weeks now, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I think just over 5 weeks, and doing really well. Right. We have some, a good patient load, right. And in a 5 week time, and it's growing. So that's kind of what we do at the Movement Doctor. We do a lot of remote coaching, for performance athletes, and then remote rehab as well for injured athletes. And we've done that for probably 2 years now. Like I said, the majority of I do that with is with another company. But we want to grow this brand, and that's why we've created, you know, our Facebook group, Training Through Pain, and this podcast, because we want to continue to educate and give information in the, you know, as far as the goals and the I would say the core concept of the Movement Doctor is to affect more people. And this is one of our avenues that we believe that we can affect more people. So we hope everyone that's listening is, will enjoy the things we talk about. If we're boring, let us know. If you want to hear about something, let us know as well. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think the, our biggest goal at the Movement Doctor is, with bringing me on is, allowing me to, push CJ past the constraints that he was in before, which was a lack of time. unloading his schedule a little bit and allowing me having a different point of view to come in and try and suss out new things. Maybe, I mean, we're doing the Facebook page now, which is great. The podcast, which is great. I'm able to write content again, which is also fun. I like to write, and try and form thoughts in writing. And so, when he says that the goal is to try and get information out and to educate people, I mean, that's really what we want to do. If we can shape information to help people, to reassure people, to make them feel like they can continue to train so that they don't, fall into the trap of, you know, detraining and losing feelings of robustness and resiliency, and we can educate them to the point where they don't really need to come see people like us, then that's really great.
Yeah. A statement that you've heard a lot in this, like, kind of empowerment education type rehab approach is if they don't come back to see you, right, we've done our job, right? The less money we make, the better we're doing our job. And sort of, right? But we want to, our goal is to do just that, is we want to teach people, clinicians, patients, and athletes, probably that they need a little bit less care, or clinician probably needs to give a little less care and allow and educate this person in front of them to give their body a chance to do its job, right? And we can get in the way of that really effectively. We've learned how to do that really, really well as society progresses and medical care becomes easier and easier access, which is a good thing for some, but not a good thing for others. And so I guess Joe talked personal, so I'll talk personal. My background is in strength and conditioning prior to PT. I was a strength coach at a low D1 school in University of South Alabama. I was a volunteer intern. I was going to go that route, decided against it, and went to PT school. And right before I started PT school in 2013, started CrossFit, fell in love with it, and will always love it no matter what. As far as a training methodology, again, it is June 9th, 2020, and CrossFit is on a massive downward spiral due to choice words from the owner of the company, maybe some insensitivity and things like that. But anywho, CrossFit is still my life. It has given me, it has built the Movement Doctor as far as a following and a presence, and it always will, right? If it's called CrossFit anymore, great. If it's not, that's fine too, right? We're still going to focus on working with functional fitness athletes, people that are focused on health and taking their bodies to the next level, whatever that may be. So, Joe,
like to, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's fine.
I'd like to think that we're both kind of stinkers as well in regard to trying to poke people in thinking a little bit harder, trying to troll people at times. That might be more of we've tagged each other trying to troll people, yeah, trying to get people to maybe not the people that were trolling at the time, but the people that are watching, try and think a little bit more critically about the things that they're speaking on. I like to personally use humor as a way to expose kind of inane thinking, I guess, or holes in people's plots. As CJ and I have both gone through the Level Up initiative, we've both learned how to be a little bit less coarse and a little bit more understanding when it comes to feeling empathetic and trying to think why are people thinking this way, and why are they exposing themselves to the information that they are, and so I think that while we're still, you know, can definitely poke and prod people, I think that we've both come a long way in that we're not trying to start fights online all the time anymore.
Not all the time. I think the main reason is because I've run out of time purely. And currently in the state of the world, I just refuse to get on social media. So that's probably been a good thing. I've got my Facebook set up to where the only groups that pop up are the WOD Prep Plus and training through pain. That's it. I don't even look at my feet anymore. It's the worst.
You can still catch me on the student physical therapy group on a weeknightly basis. Just, you know, stirring the pot.
Yeah. And I think, and that kind of came, I think for both of us, that's come without, without it being a goal of, a lot of what we do and educate is by de-educating, and myth busting. And so that's, I think that's where the term gold nuggets fits really, really well. You know, you'll probably know a lot of the stuff we talk about, and that's okay, because there'll be a lot of people that don't know, and which is even better, right? And maybe you can grasp a different way to look at a certain concept, right? Or analogy of how to explain a training situation or a pain situation or an injury situation. And that's where we want to resonate well with. And we both have always kind of approached rehab with lightheartedness and, you know, this like de-escalation approach. And I've always done that even before this pain science thing and all of that, which we're not, that's not the plan to get in here today, because that stuff gets super dry and boring if there's no direction. So
not to me.
Not to me. I love it. but yeah, so anywho, so our goal of the podcast, right, is going to just give information, and we're going to have guests from powerlifters to strongmen and to CrossFitters and to, you know, other clinicians that have no preference of training. Hopefully we'll get some clinicians on here that don't even like to train, which would be good. And there's some on there that they have a different perspective of how to treat people, right? Loading to them is different than, you know, a powerlifter, right? And so you know here is not to turn your beliefs, right? It's to expose more knowledge to more people, and as always, affect more people is the goal.
Yeah, I mean, we both of us understand that even if you expose people to more information, does not, I mean, even on a good day, does not mean that they're going to change their mind about anything that they're, you know, thinking. And so even if we are trying to get as much information out there as we can, we hope that people will reach out to us and looking for information, and we can point them towards these recordings as a useful tool. And we can, you know, try to maybe tailor the podcast on what people are looking for as well.
Yep. Cool. All right, guys. Well, that is, I would say, the end of our intro podcast. We'll keep it pretty short. Hopefully they won't be too long, 30, 45 minutes, maybe an hour, depending on if we're talking, if we're really flowing. As you hear this, we might have a couple podcasts released. We're not really sure. This is all new to us. So, again, my name is Dr. CJ DePalma, and I was joined here by Dr. Joe Camerato, and we are the Movement Team, I think, is that what we call ourselves? The Movement Doctors. The Movement Doctors, the Movement Team. Yeah. I don't know. But this is the Golden Nuggets podcast, and we hope that you took a little bit of a nugget away, and that next time you come, we'll give you some more nuggets to chew on. All right, guys. Have a good one.